a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Senate Commerce and Energy coming to order. I don't know. Do we have to call the roll? Okay, might as well establish a quorum. So, anyway, Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bogalkoff.
Here.
Jensen.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Buell O'Donnell.
Here.
Maher.
Excused.
Okay, Lederman.
Excused.
There are five present. There's a quorum.
There is a quorum present. Might as well just approve the minutes of the last meeting. Moved by Senator Buell O'Donnell, seconded by Senator Jones. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you. I'd like to greet anyone who is listening or in the future listening to this. Actually, I am more than fine having this on record because I want, if there does come a summer study from this committee, I want people to know what we are talking about here and what our intent is in order to create it. So that's good with me. With that said, we are meeting just to come up with ideas for possible summer studies from the legislature. And I believe that we have a couple different ideas, but I don't want to... actually, I will just say I have three ideas that I think came up in front of our committee this year and also in the past. But I have three different ideas that I have already started writing out request forms for study committees. The first one is on a study on the causes, diagnosis, service, and insurance coverage for the treatment of autism spectrum disorder for children. I do not know if this one is necessary because we all know that there is a Senate Bill 108 that is already creating this. And I think I wanted to have this because I did not know for sure if 108 was going to get through. But I believe that it will. I believe that there's very strong support for that. But I wanted to at least let the committee know that I had that one written up. I have two other ones written up, or started to. I did not want to finish them because I wanted the committee's input. The second one is a study to create a direct-to-consumer winery shipping law, because quite honestly, we've had a wine shipping bill brought up in every year that I've been at the legislature, and I, for one, would like to be done with it. I believe that one will pass in the near future, and we might as well get good legislation as opposed to one-sided legislation. That is my intent. As long as we are on that subject, would anyone else like to comment on that or say something that they would like to see in this possible request form. I will actually open it up for anyone who wants to testify. If you wanted to put two cents in. Yeah. And we can just turn this around. That's fine. Or if anyone had anything else they needed to tell the committee.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. I'm Jeremiah Murphy. I'm here on behalf of no client to make amends for an error I made earlier this session when I testified without signing in. I'm happy to report that I've signed in for my testimony today. I almost swung twice at that one. And before I share these with you, by way of penalty, I'll note that I appealed my decision on the elevator on the way up. I ran into Justice Zinter, and he said, "What have you got there?" And I said, "It's donut holes." And he said, "Why are you carrying donut holes in the Capitol?" I said, "I'm paying a fine to the Senate Commerce Committee." And he said, "Oh," and I said, "It's really kind of a close call in my estimation." He said, "Well, what happened?" And I said, "I testified without signing in." He said, "That's clear cut, Murphy." He said, "Give him the donut holes." So, having failed in my appeal to Justice Zinter, I'm here to present these, and I apologize for making work. Charlotte shouldn't have to chase around and figure out who's testifying. And with all seriousness, I thank the committee. You heard a couple of bills regarding a couple of different clients of mine this year, and in each case, I didn't necessarily win your approval, but I was given a fair and full hearing, and I very much appreciate that. And I hope you'll accept these in the spirit that they're delivered. Thanks.
Thank you very much. They're much appreciated this last week of session, and we will distribute them to the committee. With that committee, does anyone else have anything that they would like to see in a direct-to-consumer wine shipping law? For scope of requested study, I have it written up as bring all interested parties together to craft a bill with the intent of passing into law during the 2015 legislative session that will create a direct-to-consumer winery shipping program in South Dakota.
Didn't they try that last summer?
The question was, didn't they try that last summer? Kind of. It was not done with the legislature, though, and that was always the problem that I had, is last year in this committee, we had a bill, and it was essentially the governor's office came up and said, please kill it. We will work together. We'll bring everyone interested to craft a law. But they never had any legislator involved in that study, not a single legislator. And I also think that other interested parties would have liked to have testified more thoroughly. And I think that at least having the legislators involved in this study will I think, craft a better law next year with the chance of passage. So that's my take on it. Anyone disagree? Senator Buell O'Donnell?
Thank you. And not to speak to disagree, but just to say that I think it helps get us to a more productive place. I think a lot of the hangups were on the logistical pieces, especially working with the Department of Revenue, what the tax structure would look like for all of that. So I think that this possibly has a more likely chance of coming out with really good policy that folks can get on board with.
Thank you. Yes, that is exactly my intention. So with that, I would just say agencies, organizations that I think should be included in this study, if this entity still exists next year, but South Dakotans for Better Wine Laws, the Wine Institute, Governor's Office, In-State Wineries, South Dakota Alcohol Distributors, Alcohol Retailers, Department of Revenue, and other interested parties. Am I forgetting anybody? Okay. With that, committee, this isn't even a vote, but I would guess I would just see if there's kind of consensus for this. Yeah. we have Senator Bogalko who says he's ambivalent to it. Okay. And with that one, the last one I had was a don't have the language quite on it, but basically to examine the three-tier system, its effectiveness, relevance, possible alternatives and or improvements to it. I know that there is a similar study that has been requested from the House Commerce and Energy, and I believe that there's even one more out there. To tell you the truth, I'm not opposed to this one. I'm more into just the direct-to-consumer wine shipping because I think that has a very clear focus with a very clear goal of creating a bill that has a chance of passage. And I don't want to sway the committee with just where my mind is at, but I've served on several summer studies, and I think that the more focused they are, the better legislation comes out of it, quite honestly. I don't know, Senator Bogalko.
If perchance the wine shipment bill was studied this summer, I would think that they're so closely related that could be included possibly together in the same study, because you'd have to alter your three-tier system a little bit to accommodate the direct shipment of wine.
Senator Buell O'Donnell.
I think that sounds right, and I think that there's probably room within that one to add language about when you're talking about the efficacy of the laws and, you know, what could be coming out of that, but also to include, you know, how that fits in with the existing system that we've got and how things could be complementary to. Is that along the lines of, if I may, what you're thinking? Okay.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I mean, if you do a direct-to-consumer wine shipping law, the three-tier system will come up. I mean, I don't want to, so I can add language to include at least, let's say, the impact of a direct-to-consumer wine shipping law on the three-tier system, and I don't know anything. I don't want the direct-to-consumer wine shipping law to be hijacked into a broad discussion on a 80-year-old system of the three-tier, 80-year-old program of the three-tier system, but it will impact the three-tier system. We all know that. So it will come up, and I think it's only right to include at least a reference to it in the direct-to-consumer. But as far as like an overall three-tier system study, I would be quite honestly happier not submitting that. I think it's too big. Any disagreement on that? Okay. I will include slight language on the three-tier system into direct-to-consumer wine shipping. And does anyone else have any ideas of anything that they'd like to see? Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to see us look into the extent to which coal and gas exploration is taking place in South Dakota and what we can do to further that development.
Any other comments on that? I think it's a word. Yeah, Senator Bill O'Donnell.
Senator, you said coal and gas specifically?
Yes.
About oil.
Yeah.
Coal, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't mean coal. I meant oil and gas.
Okay.
Yeah, I said thank you, Senator Bill O'Donnell.
In follow up, I know that there was that study that was done within the last few years, at least since we've been out here. What would be the scope that you're kind of thinking for that?
Greater expansion of that.
Yeah, okay. I'm wondering if there was a way to focus it more, because I know what you're getting at, and I agree with it, and I think all of us would agree with the overall idea. But we can also, I mean, I've seen a lot of ideas for summer studies that have been broad, and then, the original one just from a couple of years ago was extremely broad.
Right, yeah. And if that one was completed, I mean, it seems like we've got some good data from that couple of years ago, and that was pretty broad and looked at a lot of different things. So I think it's definitely got merit. I'm just curious about what else we're looking to have answered.
Senator Jensen?
I did indeed. It just seems to me, and some other senators I've talked with, that there is an undercurrent of trying to hold that down, and I don't want to see us do that.
Okay. Yeah. I could also even see including language of, quite honestly, the most, let's say, South Dakota's oil and gas exploration seems to be more piggybacking onto North Dakota. I know several businesses that are coming up in South Dakota to help service North Dakota. But I know that the study from a couple years ago also examined impact on roads and things like that. And I think, Senate Bill 170 was one of those examples that came this year as a part of that. But I can definitely include that as a request. And I can get a form and have your signature on that. And for those listening, I mean, all of these ideas, they just go to a vote of all the legislators, and whichever ones get the most votes basically get to be studied. So any other ideas? Okay. Well, thank you very much, committee. It was a wonderful year. Don't forget your donut holes. We've got donut holes here, and we will share them with everyone who would like some. So thank you very much, Mr. Murphy, for paying your debt. You will be welcome back in the committee next year, if we are. I don't know. So, yeah, as long as you sign it. So thank you very much, everyone. It was a good year. We had some interesting times. We'll just leave it at that. With that, motion to adjourn.
So moved
by Senator Jensen, seconded by Senator Buell O'Donnell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Thank you very much.